Asian carp have invaded West Tennessee's waterways. The scale of the problem has only gotten worse in recent years, but the State Wildlife Resources Agency is working on ways to keep the carp contained and eventually turn back the tide. As WPLN's Jay Shaw reports, part of the plan is to encourage sport fishermen to get the carp out.
Even the tiniest noise scares the silver carp. When it hears something like a boat motor, the carp can jump 6 or 8 feet into the air. That's why the boat fishermen at this night tournament on Kentucky Lake will have to keep a low profile. They will rely on ambient light from the moon and a quiet electric motor to get close to the carp. Then they'll pull back the arrow on their bow and... they might miss the first few times. They're fishing at night, and the carp tend to have a brindle color, black, white, and gray. So the only thing the fishermen will see are the carp's white lips.
They will be just swimming around right underneath the water's edge, and they'll be opening that big mouth. It looks like you're coming up on a 5-gallon bucket that's under the water.
That is Dustin Apple. He's been bow fishing for nearly 3 decades, and for the tournament, he'll be going after the 4 types of Asian carp: grass, black, silver, and bighead.
You just kind of hit them wherever you can. And then once it's in there, whether it's 8 pounds or 80 pounds, you know, it's a pretty good fight. They run hard and they pull hard, and you can wear yourself out a night shooting bigheads.
The main purpose of this tournament is to spread awareness. The carp have been a problem for the Ohio River Valley for decades, and they're spreading. Asian carp were accidentally introduced into the Mississippi River Delta in the late 80s and early 90s, and from there they slowly migrated into Tennessee waters. Joe Nichols hosts fishing tournaments like the bow fishing one on a regular basis. He's seen firsthand the damage Asian carp can do.
Over 18 years of me doing this, I've seen them evolve. It's like a plague. I hate to say it that way, but that's literally how it is for our water systems.
The carp are aggressive growers. They eat the plankton that's at the bottom of the food chain for many native species. When they move in, they pretty much starve out the other fish in the ecosystem. They're also a threat to boaters. You might have seen videos of the jumping fish, carp leaping out of the water in massive groups. The problem is they can weigh up to 60 pounds, and they hit hard. The carp flop into boats and hurt passengers, skiers, and damage equipment. So Tennessee's Wildlife Resources Agency, the TWRA, is trying something different. They're taking advantage of a growing commercial fishing industry that harvests Asian carp to turn into fertilizer.
It was only 3-4 years ago they were harvesting fish in the tens of thousands of pounds a year. Then soon it was hundreds of thousands of pounds a year. Now they're talking millions, you know, getting over 1 million, 2 million.
That was Frank Fiss, chief of fisheries for the TWRA. He says the agency will spend $500,000 to develop new markets for the carp beyond fertilizer, like getting more of them into restaurants. But all this would do is keep the population down. Keeping it from spreading is a different challenge. Fiss says Tennessee and Kentucky are working with the federal government to test out new technology to keep the carp contained.
They're bringing in sound barriers to test at the Barkley Dam to see if we can keep fish from coming in. And if that's successful, then we have a tool.
The sound barrier plays loud noises and scares the fish away from dam locks, keeping them from moving further into the river system. All of these efforts, the new technology, the harvest incentives, and the fishing tournaments, will get expensive. But because the Asian carp problem is considerably worse in some northern states, that's where the federal government has focused most of its attention. Mike Butler is the CEO of Tennessee Wildlife Federation, a nonprofit group. He says there needs to be a conversation about how the U.S. government distributes the dollars.
In terms of federal funding, Illinois gets most of the money to address Asian carp, and they've got a pretty significant challenge trying to keep them out of the Great Lakes. Now, I think that moving forward, there's got to be some support given to the southeastern states that are dealing with this challenge, like Kentucky and Tennessee and some others.
But even if Tennessee gets the money it wants, the problem is not going away anytime soon. Back at the tournament, boats and fishermen came back from the lake with their haul, about 17,000 pounds of carp. But that's just a drop in the bucket, not enough to make a dent in the overall population of Asian carp. And all that the government and fishermen can do is hold the line and work to keep the problem from getting worse. For Nashville Public Radio, I'm Jay Shaw.